are you? Why do you do what you do? And why should the audience care? Those are three questions. Who are you? Why do you do what you do? People need to know that. People need to understand why. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of wait for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is only three things that you need to know about marketing. But before we get into this, I remind everyone I send out a text every day called Daily Motivation, every week called the Monday Motivation Guarantee to have you focus sharp and on point. As soon as we get that going back again, you'll be receiving those messages straight to your phone on a consistent basis. All you got to do is text me at my number 305-384-6894, and you will be part of my text community, and you'll hear from us when we get that back activated again, which will be happening if you haven't received them in the past, or if you have, it will be coming back. Secondly, Work On Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. That's the only place that I coach anyone directly. We have a four-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. If you are running a business, it could be a brick and mortar business. You could be in, doesn't matter what industry you are in. You could be in finance. You could be in tech. You can be in thought leader, intellectual property business. Any business where you understand that mindset's the foundation of your success, where you need a game plan and a strategy to know exactly what you are doing. If you want to better systematize your business so that your outputs and your results can be more duplicatable, consistent, and predictable, and you want to make sure that everyone and everything is being held accountable to do what they and it are supposed to do, come to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you can see what we're doing in our program, where we have it all laid out, and you can schedule a time to get on a call with me or someone on our team so we can find out where you're at, where you want to go, what you feel like might be in your way. And if we see you as a fit and we believe we can help, we'll tell you how it works and how it goes from there. That is all at workonyourgameuniversity.com. With that out the way, let's get into this topic. The only three things to know about marketing. Now, marketing is the lifeblood of business. In any industry and any type of business that you have, online, offline, hybrid, doesn't matter. Marketing is the lifeblood of every business. It is the bridge between the people who may need what you're offering and them actually getting it, using it, and receiving benefits from it. Because marketing is all about the connection and the relationship between you and those individuals in the marketplace. Those people who, again, might be needing what you're offering, or they are for sure needing what you're offering, or maybe today they don't care, but tomorrow they will because their circumstances have changed. So today I'm going to explain the only three key things that you need to understand about marketing, why those three key things matter, and what to do about this knowledge, whether it is new to you or if I am reminding you of it and you may quote unquote already know it, but you are not actually applying it and using it. And I found that even people who claim to already know some things, even when I tell it to them, they aren't actually applying it and implementing it. So just because you quote unquote know something doesn't mean that you don't need the reminder, because a reminder might actually get you to actually start doing something about it, or realizing that you're not doing anything about it, or that you don't know what to do about it, because you may think that you know something, but if you're not actually applying it, then how much do you really know? And I've always told you all that you don't really know something until you've done it. You don't really know it until you can teach it. So again, don't pass over anything that you ever hear on this show because you have heard it before. Hearing things and knowing things are not the same. Hearing it means you consumed it. Knowing it means you have applied it. Not that you can just repeat it, or you know, read it in a book, or whatever people like to reference when they say that they know something. Let's get into it. Point number one, topic, once again, is only three things you need to know about marketing. Number one, it is ongoing and never ending. Number one thing to understand about marketing, this is the number one principle of marketing, is that it is ongoing and never ending. Any business that wants to continue existing must continue marketing. Simple as that. Every business must always have some form of marketing going on if the business is to sustain itself and do its job of generating money. Any business, if it's going to generate money, must have some form of marketing happening, because the marketing, again, is the bridge between the people knowing that you exist and them actually getting what you're offering, or the people existing, you knowing that they exist and them actually getting what you're offering, and better stated. So marketing doesn't end. Being that marketing is about relationships and the connection between you and the outside world, you don't ever want that relationship to wane. You don't want it to go away, as long as you want your business to generate money. So you always want the relationship to continue to be invested in. You want that relationship to stay strong as long as you want money coming into your business. Now, if you're okay with the business just completely shutting down and stopping and no more money coming in, then you can cease all marketing efforts. But as long as you want money coming in, you must be doing some form of marketing. It doesn't have to be you personally, but the business itself has to have some marketing going on. Why is this? Because people can forget about you. They can forget about your products and your services or your company completely. And in that case, there's no way that they can give you money. There are companies who I have given money to in the past that if I cease to think about them actively, then when I need to buy something that they could possibly sell me, if I'm not thinking about them, I might go buy it, but I'll buy it from somewhere else or someone else simply because they're not keeping themselves in front of me. So you as a business owner, you must always be doing things and scheming and plotting for how you can stay in front of your audience so that they can give you what you want and you can give them what they want. Again, if you let them forget about you, it may come a moment when they're ready to actually do something that your business could help with. But since they forgot about you and you allowed them to forget about you, they'll still do it. They're just not going to do it with you. And now the money that should have gone to your business is now going to someone else's business, someone else who happened to be more timely and was in front of them at the time they were ready to take action. Keeping in mind that not all of your potential marketplace members, those are the people out there who might become your customers and clients, they're not always ready to take an action at the time that you are offering them to take an action if you offer sporadically. So if you only reach out to your audience once a month, well, they might not be in the space to take any action during that one day a month that they heard from you, or maybe the next 24 or 48 hours that they remember your message. But then outside of those 3 days, outside of that 3 day window, they may be ready to take action, but you're not in front of them. So they take action, just again, not with you. So your opportunity gets missed. So marketing is that relationship, again, between you and the outside world. Don't let that relationship fail. And people, again, they'll forget about you and they can't give you money. So people do not give money to an entity when they are not aware of that entity's existence. I mean, if you got money from someone and they weren't aware that you existed, then they probably call that fraud and they probably call their credit card company to get the money back. So people have to know about you. They have to remember you and they have to have you in mind when they are ready to take action. This is the reason why big companies like Nike, Apple, Amazon, they still spend money on marketing, even though they already have more customers than damn near every other business out there. They still spend money on marketing. Why is this? Because they understand that marketing is ongoing and that they can never take their foot off the gas pedal when it comes to staying in front of their audiences. You can't copy everything that these big companies do because most of us don't have their budgets. We don't have their overall resources or manpower. But this is one area in which you should copy these big companies. They are always marketing. They're always staying in front of their audience. That's something that they do that you should do. All right. So that is one. Don't pass on that one. Okay. Understand this one on a principle level, if not a tactical level. So there are some principles that big companies follow, and you can tell by their behavior that they're following these principles, even though you may not always be able to copy the tactics. You probably can't copy most of the tactics these companies use because, again, they have resources that most business owners do not have. Now, again, I don't know if you have in your budget to spend $1 million a day on advertising like Amazon does, but you can do something to make sure that the outside world knows about you and your offerings every day. Again, your reach may not be as wide as theirs, but you can have reach, period. Some of you running businesses have no reach because you're not doing anything to market to your audiences. And that's a problem because you cannot make money if you are not marketing. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game Email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. You get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. You know what is the biggest thing that separates the high-level performers from everyone else out there? It is not talent. It is not hard work. It is not resources. It is not knowledge. It is not skill. It is the fact that they have a process and a strategy for how to show up and give their best effort, even on the days when they don't feel like being at work. Has any of you ever had one of those days? Has any of you having one of those days right now? That day is called the third day. We put a label on it and we describe exactly what it is in my new book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs. In this book, I will not only describe to you what the third day is, but I will help you create a formula for yourself for you to show up and give your best effort even on those days when you don't even feel like going to work. In that book, you're going to become a professional and no longer be an amateur. I'll give you a free copy of it, as a matter of fact. All you have to do is cover the shipping. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Again, thirddaybook.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is the only three key things that you need to understand about marketing. Number two, marketing is about relationships, not products or services. Now, this one I just touched on a little bit in point number one, when I mentioned the relationships a couple times. Key to marketing, folks, is not the thing that you are selling. It can be tangible, intangible, high ticket, low ticket, whatever. The key to marketing is not about the thing, the product or the service. The key to marketing is about who you are, why you do what you do, and how your audience relates to those two things. How does your audience relate to who you are as a person and why you do what you do? And your marketing should be heavily influencing how they see the answers to both of those questions. In other words, your marketing should be painting a picture in the mind of your audience of who you are, or if you're representing a business entity, who the business is. But the marketing that you do is giving them the story. So don't let them formulate their own story. Your marketing is going to tell them the story. So back in the days, I don't know how they do it now, but a company like McDonald's back in the day, McDonald's is not represented by any one individual person. It's the company itself, McDonald's. And McDonald's positioned themselves as this happy place where you went and you could get a relatively good meal for relatively cheap and you can get it pretty fast. I mean, that's what the fast food industry is. Now, we know that the quality of McDonald's food is probably not that great, but this is the way that they positioned themselves. This is the point. And one of the key things that McDonald's did is that they went after the kids. They would go after the kids, but they had a character called Ronald McDonald. I don't know if they still use Ronald McDonald these days. I haven't seen him in any marketing messages recently, but I may not be their target customer. But they had this clown called Ronald McDonald, and he was one of the, I guess you could say, the biggest face of McDonald's. And Ronald McDonald would represent, or he would present one of the key products that McDonald's sold, which was called a Happy Meal. A Happy Meal was just a kid's meal. And it's called it a Happy Meal, and it would be basically a kid size, a smaller size meal with a burger, some fries, and a drink, and usually some type of toy that came inside. And the whole point of this being is McDonald's was positioning themselves a certain way, and they were crafting a certain story in the mind of the consumer as to what type of business they were. This is a place that you go for your kids to be happy. And anyone who has young children understands that if you can buy some time and some mental and emotional space of your kids being happy and not needing you for an hour or 30 minutes, and all it requires is for you to go to McDonald's and buy a couple Happy Meals, you would gladly do it. And McDonald's made billions, with a B, billions of dollars based on that marketing strategy, based on them telling the audience, here's who we are. Here's how you need to see us. Here's why we do what we do. We are the happy place for your kids and the happy place for you. You can get a good meal. They can get a good meal. Your kids can go play in a little play yard. They get their little toy that comes with the Happy Meal. They'll eat, they'll play with their toy, and they'll shut the hell up so you can get a little bit of space. And now McDonald's didn't say all of that in so many words, but that was the marketing strategy, and that marketing strategy worked, and it worked in a big damn way. And that's why McDonald's is still McDonald's to this very day, even though it's been a long time since I've eaten some McDonald's. And for those of you who are listening, it should be a long time since you've eaten any McDonald's. But the whole point is, McDonald's does great business-wise because they have always been strategic about the way that they are positioning themselves in the marketplace. Again, McDonald's is not about their products. What did I just tell you? Marketing is not about the products or service. Does McDonald's have the best product when it comes to burgers and fries? I would guess most of you would agree the answer is no, they do not. But does McDonald's have a relationship with their audience? Yes, they do. And guess what? The relationship trumps the poor product. The low quality product, we won't say it's a poor product. And McDonald's probably is putting out the best quality product given their standards that they can put out. Now, given their standards, their standard is we want to make something quick, easy. It's going to be pretty cheap, and that's why we can keep their prices. That's why they can keep their prices low, because if they put out higher quality stuff, they would have to increase their prices, and then McDonald's wouldn't be McDonald's, right? It'd become, you know, Ruth's Chris or Morton's Steakhouse or something like that. They are occupying a certain space in the marketplace. They know exactly who they are and exactly what they need to do in order to hold down that spot. So McDonald's is very strategic about how they're positioning themselves in the marketplace. I'm saying all that to tell you, you need to be just as strategic. You can copy this about how you're positioning yourself in the marketplace. The thing you can't copy is you probably can't get a million people to know that you exist as easily as McDonald's can, but you can position yourself for the 1,000 people who know about you the same way McDonald's positioned themselves for all of us. This is what you need to be doing. And again, this is a strategy piece, folks. This is not just you putting yourself out there and hoping that people get the point. McDonald's didn't do that. They didn't hope that people got the point. They told you the point and said, this is the point. Let me tell you again and again and again and again. And they've been telling us the same point again and again and again for the last 50 years. That's why they are who they are. So who are you? Why do you do what you do? And why should the audience care? Those are three questions. Who are you? Why do you do what you do? People need to know that. People need to understand why. People don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. What you do does matter, but they need to know why you do it first. In other words, whatever space that you're in, you need to make sure people understand the connection between the thing that you're doing and why you are doing it. I mean, yes, I get it that you wrote a book about mindset, but why are you writing a book about mindset? People want to know, why are you the author writing a book about mindset? Why does it matter to you? Why don't you write a book about something else? Why don't you write a book about fixing a flat tire, write a book about technology, or write a book about investing in stocks? Why are you writing a book about mindset? Why does that matter to you? People want to know. They need to know that, and you need to tell them. You need to tell them over and over and over again so that they can connect with your reasons. Your reasons matter to the audience. Even if, again, getting your product doesn't really, they don't get the reasons, but those reasons are what is going to move them to actually do something, because the information itself or the product itself is usually not enough. Usually is not enough. So who you are, why you're doing it, and why should the audience care? And usually the reason the audience cares is because you are solving a need of theirs, and or they are finding a connection between your why and their why. People, when they find that they are aligned with another person, that brings them deeper into the world. This is the reason why here on this show, even though our framework in Work On Your Game University is based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability, you hear me talk about social issues that have nothing to do with those topics for the most part. I mean, I can tie them in somehow, some way if I wanted to, but those topics are not really about that. Now, you hear me talk about BLM. You hear me talk about politics. You hear me talk about gun control. I talk about the shitty educational system we have here and the for-profit medical system that we have here. It is also equally garbage. And you hear me talk about these things. Why do I talk about this stuff? It's not because these are the things you're going to get when you come into Work On Your Game University. One of the reasons that I talk about them is because when I talk about these things and someone else hears it and they find an alignment between my views and your views, that brings you deeper into my world. It brings you closer to me. And it builds more of a relationship and a connection between you and me. And this is a marketing thing. I talk about those social topics, number one, because they're on my mind. I actually do have something to say. Number two, in doing so, I am building a stronger relationship with people who see things the same way that I'm seeing them. Or maybe you didn't see it that way, but after you heard me say it, then you started to see it that way. I was influential in your way of thinking. Or if you completely disagree with me, you make a decision that, okay, I will never have a relationship with this guy and you get the hell out of here. All right. Either way, I'm happy. Any one of those options makes me happy because I don't want to bring people deeper into my world who shouldn't be in the world. I want to get them out as quickly as possible. We call that rejection marketing. Talked about in episode 1364. This is the most important aspect of marketing that many fledgling marketers and entrepreneurs miss the mark on. Many of you focus way too much on your products and services and offers. That's basically the things that you sell. Not enough on the who you are, why it matters, and why the audience should give a damn. That's what you really need to focus on. You can have an average product, but with a strong enough who, why, and why should they give a damn? So who, why, and why? Your average product can sell out. Average level product. And there could be other people with much better products than what you have. You're going to sell more than them because the emotional connection of who, why, and why is stronger than what. Many businesses and entrepreneurs operate as if the quality of your products and services is the most important part of your business. It is not. Should I say that again? Many businesses and entrepreneurs operate as if your products and services are the most important part of your business. No, they are not. Now, I'm not telling you you should be selling trash, but the relationship between you and your audience is more important than the product or service that you are selling to that audience. For one thing, the relationship is what allows people to come in and be interested in you in the first place. When someone has a relationship with you, they are willing to listen to and take a look at what you're offering, even if they don't buy. You have their attention. And if you don't have someone's attention, there's no way you can get their money. Another reason is the quality of your relationship will determine how long someone will stay around once they have gotten or used your product or service, because there are always other options besides you when it comes to what you're offering. Right? None of you is the only person in the world offering the thing that you're offering. And your customers and clients understand that they have other options if they wanted to take them. And what's going to keep them around you instead of wandering off is the fact that they have a relationship with you. They know you, they like you, they trust you. That's what keeps them in. That is what a relationship is about. Stronger that relationship, the longer they will stick around, regardless of what you're selling. It's not the thing that you're selling that keeps them around. It's you and the relationship that keeps them around. And you can be the company. It can be you personally or your front person, whoever it happens to be. There are always other options. As a consumer, you understand you always have other options. There's very few things that we purchase that only one entity sells them. I have a printer. You can't see it on camera here, but I have a printer that I use. One of my best investments actually is buying this printer because it allows me to print letters. I can send letters out. We can print no return labels and shipping stuff. And I can put inserts of letters inside of packages. So some of you have gotten packages from me in the past where there was an actual letter inside. That's because we have a printer. And printer was a great investment. This printer was probably about $600 or $700. I don't remember exactly how much it was. I bought it maybe back in 2020 or 21. But it's a great investment. The point me bringing up the printer. I actually got two printers. So I have the big printer that prints pieces of paper, and also have a printer on my desk over in the corner of my desk over here is a laser printer. And a laser printer is the type of printer that you use to print up things such as a receipt. When you go to the grocery store, you get the receipt from the clerk, or a label that goes on a shipment. So I use this printer to print up labels that go on shipments. And this printer, when it runs out of paper, you have to, of course, replace the paper. And I remember reading about this printer before I bought it, and there were people complaining on Amazon saying that there's only one place to get the replacement paper for this printer, and paper costs too much. And that's the whole printing industry, by the way. People don't know that they don't make most of their money from selling the printers. They make most of their money from selling you the ink cartridges and the paper, if the paper is only from them. But the things that you can only get from them, that's where they make their money. That's recurring payments. And I'm bringing that up to say this, that I looked around and I found paper being sold in other places by other companies that were not the direct companies, because the company will tell you when you buy the printer, you need this kind of paper to replace them. You run out of paper, you need this kind of paper, and you should only use this kind of paper. No other kind of paper is compatible with our stuff. And they'll tell you that as kind of a scare technique to keep you buying their paper. But the fact of the matter is, the truth is, there are other papers that are sold by other companies for a lower price that will work just fine with this printer, because I've been using paper that is not from this printing, the same company as the printer that they warned me. I use other papers and it's worked perfectly fine with no problems. I'm bringing that all up to say the product itself is not going to keep people around, especially in today's world when people have so many options. It's the relationship that keeps them around. So think about the business you're in right now. Are there other businesses out there who are offering anything that is similar or comparable to what you're offering? I'm not asking if it's better. I'm just asking if there's anything else out there that could be looked at as an alternative. I'm assuming all of you, the answer is yes. Let me just ask this question. Let me ask a better question. Let's assume you had never existed, that you were never born. The people who are buying from you now to solve a certain problem, would they still be buying from someone to solve that problem if you never existed in life? Of course they would. And the point of that is this. They have other choices. The relationship is what keeps them with you. It's not the greatness of your offer. Your offer better be great, and you should be producing, helping people produce results. But the reason they stay around is not because of that. They stay around because of the relationship. So invest in the relationship. Always. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have, and I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question, who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes of you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is three things you need to know about marketing. Number three, control the marketing, you control the money. Control the marketing, you control the money. When you master marketing, you master the money. Marketing is how money moves in business. If you want money to move in your business, then you need to look at your marketing. Or if you don't feel enough money is moving, you need to look at your marketing. Don't look at the products. Don't look at the service. Look at the marketing. Who am I? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And why does this audience matter? If you're not getting good answers to any one of those three questions, you need to make some adjustments. Maybe your adjustment is, all right, who you are and why you're doing what you're doing is cool, but maybe the audience you're talking to is just not relevant to them. So maybe you got to find yourself a different audience. For example, when I transitioned from being a basketball guy to being more of a business guy, the who did not change. The why didn't really change. The what or why and who I was talking to, why does this matter to this audience? That had to change. Because when I shifted from talking about basketball all the time to talking more about business and professionalism and the world outside of just basketball, the hardcore basketball audience that I had built, it wasn't landing with them as cleanly simply because they didn't all want something outside the realm of basketball. They wanted things inside the realm of basketball. So what I had to do was not convince them to want something different. I had to go find another audience of people outside of those hardcore ball players so I could talk to these other people about the things that I wanted to talk to at that time, which was, again, talking about mindset and strategy, systems and accountability type of stuff that works in the business world. So I had to shift who I was talking to and why it mattered. Well, I took the why and I just applied it to a different group of people. That's the best way of saying it. Marketing is how the money moves. So if you understand and master and are good at doing marketing, you can work in any industry, in any company, in any space, and you'll be able to produce results. That's what happens when you master marketing. That's what mastering marketing looks like. You control the marketing, you control the money. You can, again, work in any industry, any company, and you can produce results. This is the reason why in Work On Your Game University, I would say 80% of the people who work with us are not in my lane. They are not thought leaders and not writing books and doing speaking and courses and coaching, which is what we do. 80% of people in our university are not that. 80% of them are working in industries that I have never worked in and will never work in, but I can help these people because my frameworks apply in any industry. Marketing applies in any industry. I know how to help people do better marketing. And I've worked with several people who have brick and mortar businesses, meaning they have an actual storefront and someone can actually walk into the business. And that's how the business is done. Some of them are hybrid. They do online and offline. And some of them are completely offline. I have clients whose entire business is offline in a physical space. You cannot pay them money online. You have to actually go into the space and give them the money. I mean, you can pay with a credit card, but you have to actually go there for them to do business with you. The point of that being, I have never owned a brick and mortar business, but I have people who own brick and mortar businesses as members of our program because I understand the marketing piece. And almost every entrepreneur I work with, here's a little hint for you all, they all want to make more money. So when you understand marketing, you can help pretty much anybody. Because marketing makes the money flow. So anyone who knows how to sell their thing, they got a good thing and they want to make more money, they just probably need to fix their marketing. So when I say you can produce results, I mean successful financial transactions between willing customers and willing companies. That's what I mean when I say results. People who want to buy and you give them an opportunity to buy and then they actually do buy. We have many members, again, who come from industries in which I've never worked because I understand the principles of marketing and how to turn those principles into strategies and tactics, internal strategies and tactics into behaviors and systems that lead to outcomes, results. I don't need to know an industry inside and out in order to apply marketing principles and strategies to that business. That's the great thing about my skill set and what we do here in the university. You do not need to be in my line of work to get a ton of value from what we do here. And if you don't believe me, go to alldreallday.com. alldreallday.com. On that page, you will see a ton of feedback and testimonials and case studies from people who have worked with me, many of whom are not anywhere near trying to do any of the things that I'm doing, but they still got value for me. That's the point. So in business, whoever controls the marketing or best understands it or can best execute it is the person who controls the money. They control how well your business will do, because marketing is the faucet that brings money in. If someone turns off the marketing faucet, then the money will stop. And the marketing strategy of any business is the main thing that someone is buying if you were to sell your business. What's the main thing that someone's buying if they were to buy your business? Any of you ever bought or sold a business? The main thing that people are buying is not your products and services, because they can make their own version of most of your products and most of your services. The main thing that they're buying is the marketing mechanism that allows those things to get sold. That's really what they're paying for. So your ability to sell stuff, your products and services, that is more valuable than the products and services themselves. Why? Because first of all, that skill of selling is transferable. You can move it from this industry to that industry, from this job to that job. It can move around with you. Whereas your physical stuff, all right, the more you move, who knows, you might lose some of it along the way. So I could write 1,000 books, for example. My ability and process for selling a book is the most valuable asset in my business. More valuable than any one of my books individually is my ability to sell a book and get people to want and to go get and to actually order and get and read a book. That is more valuable than the book itself, which means I can take this skill of mine of being able to market and sell, let's say, for example, a book or inside of a book funnel, and I can work with other people who've written books and I can make money off helping them do their thing. I don't have to write my own books in order to do it. My ability and process for selling books is the most valuable asset in a business. Not the thing itself. It's the same with what you offer in your business. Whatever your main thing is, you do hair. All right, your ability to market, promote, and sell yourself as a great hairdresser is more important than your ability to actually do people's hair, because your ability to sell yourself will create opportunities that your skill alone will not create, because everybody can't see your skill. So let's recap today's class, which is only 3 things you need to understand about marketing. Again, marketing is the lifeblood of any business in any industry or any business type. Number one, marketing is ongoing and never ending. Every business must always have some form of marketing going if the business is to sustain itself and do its job of generating money. So people can forget about you. They forget about your products or services or your company. But as long as you stay marketing, they won't forget about you, and you keep giving yourself opportunities to sell. Number two, marketing is about relationships, not products or services. Key to marketing is not what you are selling, but who you are, why you do what you do, and why the audience should give a damn. This does not mean you should sell garbage and just get away with it. It just means that you need to understand that there are things that are more important than just your products and your services when you are in the marketing space, because there are a lot of people who are also in your same lane. And if you allow yourself to be commoditized, i.e. your prospects see you as the same pretty much everybody else, well, now you're in a race to the bottom. That's a race you don't want to win. Number three, control the marketing, control the money. Master the marketing, master the money. Marketing is about how money moves in business. It is how money moves. This means that if you understand and master and are good at doing marketing, doesn't matter what industry you step into, you'll be able to produce results because you understand the marketing principles. It doesn't really matter what they're selling or who they're selling to or how they sell it. You can find those things out, but that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is that you can do the marketing. When you know how to do the marketing, there will always be an opportunity on your hands. So all that said, make sure you text me, see you in my community. My number's down below in the description, and go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the place where you can work with me directly. That's a place where you can have me as a coach. That's a place where we can get your business where you want it to go this year, so that you have these 3 things that we talked about when it comes to marketing. You have these implemented, you have them running, you have them working, and it is bringing money into your business. That's the whole point here. That's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions, you can share challenges with me, you are messaging me directly, you can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is. And this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. You just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com.